I started about 8th Street with a place called Middle Earth and went down to 14th or maybe 15th around the High Museum area. It was just where the bohemian art scene was in Atlanta in the mid-60s.
You're talking maybe 6, 7, 8 blocks max.
Yes, That was the center of commerce for everything, but it branched off. People had apartments all around down to Piedmont Park and all in those neighborhoods that were kind of run down at that point, and so people could stay kind of cheap. And it stayed till about, I'd say, late 72, when it just kind of got ugly down there.
So the attraction to Midtown, as far as the hippie community, quote-unquote, was it was run down, it was cheap to live.
It was cheap to live. There were lots of other people like you. You could walk around the streets safely without worrying about a gang of young men jumping out of a truck and trying to beat people up and things, which did occur in other parts of Atlanta.
To identify the Strip as just a geographical area is really sort of missing the point, because it really was a community. And I think that it was a magical time, if I can use that word. That's what was happening in Atlanta at the time, right?
Yes, and most of that community came from the Great Speckled Bird. That was a place that you heard about news, you heard about what was going on that did not make the normal newspapers, that you could hear about places that were dangerous or places that were accepting that you could go to, places that wanted your business and places that would refuse service. And so that tended to make a lot of the community.
And for anybody who doesn't know, the Great Speckled Bird was a newspaper that came out, was it weekly?
Bi-weekly.
That chronicled what was happening at the time.
Well, let's talk about the project itself. What are your goals? What are you trying to accomplish, the Strip Project?
We just have talked about it forever and started trying to gather some information and get the word out there to people so that we can get the history of this period published.
So you're looking to write a book eventually?
We're also thinking of maybe trying to get a big oral history possibility going, because the stories are just tremendous, and we've just tipped the iceberg.
Well, what about artifacts? I mean, if you talk about a museum exhibit, is it possible that maybe someday the Atlanta History Center might have a little wing that is dedicated to the Strip?
Well, that's a possibility. That's a dream of ours. We've been talking to them, and yeah, there are a lot of things we found, that objects people still had stuck in the closet that a lot of younger folks had never seen, had no idea what they were. You'd pull out stuff and they'd go, really?
Do you think, as veterans of the time of the 60s, that what went on in the late 60s was really unique? Or is that just the sort of thing that happens to every generation, every 30 years or so?
We saw public television had a show on hippies, and Peter Coyote was quoted as saying, you could not continue this lifestyle as we had it. You had to go immerse yourself back into the population again, but go out and take all the lessons that we've learned and help spread the word to people. And then his point was, almost every town in America you go to now has a health food store and a chiropractor. And that's just one tip of what the message was that we were trying to get out.
Well, Patty Kunkel and Patrick Edmondson, thanks a lot.
Oh, thank you.